Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
I'm going to stand by you. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. It's Tuesday, 6:13 in the morning. It's going to be cooler today than it was yesterday.
Oh.
It was hot yesterday.
It was a little warm.
It's cooking. Get all sweaty. I like it.
You like it?
Yeah. Well, you know, when I'm specifically going for a walk, like I want to try and get a little steam on, you know? It's nice to get sweaty from it. Like, oh, you're like, oh,
you feel like you've done something.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, let's start with tickets. Everybody likes a pair of tickets. Oh, yeah. Crank this up. I do remember from my youth. Journey. Def Leppard. You might want to pull the Journey down. Thank you. There you go.
Which is the Journey song that starts out with that guitar lick that just goes... You know the Journey song?
Do it again.
You know, it's like it starts
don't
out...
It's Stop Believing.
Is that the one?
Yes.
I heard it on hold yesterday.
A singer in a smoking room.
Yes. Okay, that's it.
Yeah.
I heard it on hold yesterday. I was on hold forever.
Oh, who you're on
that
hold
song
list.
Came on. I was like, oh, this is good. I hope they don't pick up. I wanted to listen to the song. I mean, I'd been there a while. Might
who
as
are you
well,
on hold with?
Our insurance.
Oh.
You want to hear something sad?
Yes.
We're insured. It's the most. I've been uninsured. It sucks.
Is this health insurance?
Health insurance.
Okay.
Is this regarding the baby?
Well, it's kind of. So I guess the hospital or the doctors that we've been using for years, or at least a few, they fell off of Blue Cross. It's universal. So this whole year, I keep paying these bills, and I've even called the insurance to go, why am I paying? Is this correct? Yep, that's the amount you owe. Okay. So yesterday I finally called my insurance company and said, what the hell? And they go, You're out of plan. Whatever. And I'm like, no, what? They go, oh no, they fell off. Sutter. Palo Alto Sutter, the main, they're like the main one.
Oh, Sutter's not on any. All my doctors are at Sutter.
Yep. Well, they fell off.
Luckily,
guess what?
I never go to the doctor, so I don't have to worry about
they
it.
They fell off last year, so this whole year I've been having trouble with it and didn't know until, what month is this? September, that all the money I've paid is because I'm out of plan.
Oh. Wow.
But I got to listen to Don't Stop Believing, which Journey, everyone.
Yes, Journey, Def Leppard, and, oh, this is it.
This is it.
In a smoky room. Oh, yeah. And Foreigner, guys.
Yeah.
Meh.
Feels like the very first feels. Oh, it feels like the first time. Very first time. So it's Journey, Def Leppard, and Foreigner.
Yeah.
And it's just a couple. What is it, next Friday?
Yeah.
AT&T Park, September 21st. Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
I know.
You want to go?
We'll
be calling number 9. Aren't you going to, like, the Eagles the night before, though?
Yeah.
Well, you could still go. Rock out like the olden days. We used to go to shows every night. Be calling number 9 right now, 800-400-3697. We'll throw you tickets to see Journey, Def Leppard, and Foreigner.
Fun.
Oh, my God.
It's going to be good.
Yeah. It's going to be great. Coming up on the show today, Scott Capurro is back, everyone.
Woo-woo.
I'm not sure if he's bringing his husband Edson with him, but they're back here and let the fun begin.
I'm glad they've worked that out.
Yeah, so they seem to be like an old married couple.
It was rough roads for a minute there, but they seem to be good.
Yeah. How long have they been together now? It's been a while.
I don't know.
Have they been together longer than I've been with Christina?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
I don't really know, though.
We'll ask them.
Yeah. Anyway, they're coming in. I can't wait to see Scott. And Edson, of course. You know, I don't want to... I just love Scott so much.
Well, it's Edson's his husband, and for better or worse,
yes.
Edson
I didn't mean to not mention
Scott.
Edson. But I just think
that's part of the deal.
With Scott forever. Today is 9/11.
I know.
Patriot Day, National Day of Service and Remembrance. It was 17 years ago today.
A few minutes ago.
Yep. The second one hit at 12 after. Oh, no, 8:46 a.m. and 9:03 a.m. East Coast time. So, right, 15 minutes ago. I still remember getting the news about the first plane, and then right when we got on the air here, the second plane hit, and I'm like, is it a computer glitch?
Yeah,
like, what is it? We had no idea. Yeah.
It's embarrassing that maybe that's a good thing that we weren't aware of the possibilities.
Right. Yeah.
Maybe
it never crossed my mind that someone would hijack a plane and crash it into a building. Incredible.
And the more you heard about it as time unfolded, wait, there were people taking lessons about how to fly planes, and in the face of the teacher saying, no, I don't want to land it.
I just want
to. Nah, I don't need to. Just this part. That didn't send off any red flags for you? Mm. Okay. I mean, but again, that goes back to, I guess none of us had it in mind that was a possibility.
Well, it was a horrific day, and it certainly changed the way that we think about a lot of things. It's interesting as time goes by how time, it's not that we'll ever be healed or that we should ever forget, but it is funny how, like, days that are, like, even things like Pearl Harbor Day or D-Day and the days that, you know, like, your parents go, oh, you never forget that. And it is amazing how time creates sort of a cloud around something. And, my kids were both alive at the time, but it will never be what it was to me and their kids.
Yeah, JFK when JFK was shot.
Right.
You just said it. Pearl Harbor is super huge for some people, and for me, it's never been what that was for them. But man, I see that never forget sticker. I'm like, don't worry,
I won't.
You don't even need to.
Yeah,
I got it.
Well, the problem is that people do, as you know, like. Or it'll be something my kids learn. My kids will learn about in a history book. Like, it's just never going to be. It's hard to believe that something like that, that life goes on after something like that and gets back to normal. It felt like nothing would ever be normal again. 2,792 people died at the World Trade Center attacks. And they say the deaths still go on because people were affected by the dust and everything else that was kicked up that
Especially
day.
Especially people like first responders.
Mm-hmm. 184 people died in the Pentagon attack, including those on the plane, and 40 died in the plane that crashed in Pennsylvania. So there you go, September 11th. Weirdly, on the same day, 15 years ago, in 2003, John Ritter died. This was when he collapsed on the set of 8 Simple Rules for Dating My Teenage Daughter. And a previously undiagnosed heart condition. Aortic dissection. Collapsed on the set of his show, 54 years old, 15 years ago. Dave Chappelle is going to be in town this week. 2 surprise shows were announced for Punchline SF this week, Wednesday and Thursday.
I love him so much.
I know you do.
He really is. If you watch those Netflix, I mean, he's definitely still doing the kind of comedy where some people will be offended, for sure. Hmm. But to me, I think he's just doing comedy. I don't offend easily, and I find him, he's the best out there right now, in my opinion.
He has been known to pop into the club for long sets every few months. He tries out new material, and this is almost unprecedented that we are finding out about this on Tuesday, and the show's not happening until tomorrow and Thursday. Like, it's amazing. Oh, my God. So Wednesday and Thursday, 8 o'clock shows, Chappelle is in town. They're saying he's here a couple times a year. In April, he was here with John Mayer for that variety like show at the Fillmore. Let me see. Tickets go on sale today at yesterday at 5 p.m. at the Punchline's website. So they're on sale now.
Does it give a price like $75, something like that?
It does not, Yuzi. I'm sure they're not cheap, and I'm sure there's none left. Right. So you can go check it. Is it punchlinesf.com?
I'm actually not sure.
Okay. You can look that up. Anyway, Chappelle, tomorrow and Thursday nights.
Punchlinecomedyclub.com.
Punchlinecomedyclub.com. Thank you. Good job, Owen. Thanks for the research. There's a book called You that I read, and there's a follow-up. Can't think of the name of the second book, but I loved both those books. It's about this guy, Y-O-U. Uh-huh. The book is called You. Carolyn Kepnes, something like that. Yeah, read them, I don't know, maybe 2 years ago. And they are about this guy who is a psychopath. They're written from his point of view.
Oh, you and Gretchy used to go on and on about these.
Yeah, You. That's the name of the book, You. So the guy's name is Joe, and the story is told from his point of view. And he works in a bookstore, and the girl, You. So the whole story is him talking to this girl about her, like he is a stalker. He stalks her. And so you're rooting for her to...
Oh, it's not multiple victims. It's the one.
It's like, I don't want to say too much about the
book. Okay, bad question. Sorry.
It's not even a bad question. The first book is about this girl.
Okay.
So he's basically telling their story to this girl because he's created a whole story. And you can't believe the way he infiltrates her life. And just, it's.
I don't like it.
You would like it.
It's so creepy, though.
It's so creepy, but it's so good. So check this out. I'm reading a random story this morning about Penn Badgley. He's a guy, I think he was, wasn't he Selena Gomez's older brother on the Witches of Waverly Place or Wizards of Waverly? He's a Disney star.
I think our intern was saying Gossip Girl.
Oh, maybe. Okay. Is that, okay. You know what? It does say, I was reading about some other guy who was the older brother. Oh, he carried a gun on a plane. Never mind. Selena Gomez's brother was in a whole nother thing.
What just happened?
Nothing. Penn Badgley from Gossip Girl, guys. So he continues to act, and he is playing. The show You is on TV now. It started last Sunday. I hadn't heard anything about it, and I wrote to John. I'm like, oh my God, you got to tape this for me, see if I can find the first episode. It aired on Sunday. It's on Lifetime, which doesn't bode well for it.
Lifetime is not.
Does bad stuff ever happen on Lifetime? Like bad, horrible, wonderful stuff happens in this book.
I don't know. I feel like Lifetime is... There's always sad stories there.
I don't know how they're going to do this unless he's just got like a narration thought process going. Like, it's all about this dude's twisted mind. Anyway, Penn Badgley is starring as this guy. They even call him Stalker Joe Goldberg. In the... they call it New Drama Thriller. You.
Maybe Lifetime's trying to break out.
Maybe. I don't know. Anyway, I'm going to try
and watch
it.
My mom will be disappointed. Because she feels like she could put that channel on any time and get something that won't stress her out or give her anxiety.
Maybe it's just the Hallmark Channel for her now.
Speaking of anxiety.
Oh, no.
Ozark,
what?
Episode 5. I swear I'm like, oh, God. It's just, you know when a show's like ratcheting and just continuing to screw the tension? And you feel like, okay, it's got to break. Any second, and then it doesn't, and there's just more.
Oh, God.
Oh, God. What's going to happen?
Oh, I can't wait to watch episode 3 of the first season this Sunday.
I know. Me too.
707 says You is very Dexter-ish.
Oh. No. Dexter, you actually go, okay, I can see why he's doing that. Like, Dexter, you're like, oh, he's getting the bag. This dude is a freaking stalker, period. He's a stalker with a heart of gold, but he is a stalker. Oh, man, the crap he does, it's crazy. Oh, and he's a super book snob, too.
anyway. The killer is. Yeah. Or the stalker is.
Yeah. Well, he works in a bookstore and he's, oh man, he's so crazy, Vinny. It's so good. You should just like read the first couple chapters. And
the stalker thing, you know, I had a bad experience. Really,
he's not stalking you.
I know, but I'm just that stuff where someone's looking at you or someone's showing up places and you're completely
oblivious. Like, he's it's like a genius stalker. He's like a mastermind stalker. Anyway, I didn't get to anything else. Julie Chen didn't go on the talk yesterday. We'll have some quotes about that later.
Can you believe that?
I can. What I found interesting was that it sounds like they didn't pull a lot of punches as the rest of the panel talked about her husband.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Did you think that they were harsh at all, Bryn, when you listened to the clips? We'll listen to them. We'll listen at 7.
I felt they said what was needed.
But didn't go overboard. And
right. I mean, okay. They didn't want any trouble, I'm sure. So, but they.
Well, there isn't going to be any trouble from him.
Right. No,
that's not going to happen.
Their right. boss is gone.
They did discuss it and talked about, you know, the allegations and did pretty much say that it's too many accusers.
Were they like, oh,
have it not be true?
Poor Julie.
I'll play you that clip.
Okay, yeah, yeah. We'll do that at 7. What's coming up in the news, Vinny?
I can't wait to hear the stuff.
I know, me neither.
Okay, let's see. Pluto may have a chance.
Oh, good. I felt bad for Pluto
for a while. I've got a wonderful marriage proposal and more after these.
Radio.com.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's 6:38 Tuesday morning. Already lightning outside there. Soon it'll be daytime, and it won't be as hot as yesterday, which is great news. Time for the news.
The Radio Alice Report.
The end. I'm done talking.
Wow. What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by... Oh, look, Scott Capurro's back.
Oh, yay! Scott Capurro!
He's coming up in an hour and a half or so. Back from vacation.
Yes. Boy, he really takes a lot of vacation time, doesn't he?
Yes.
And plugging in for the first time in a while around 8 o'clock today.
Yeah. When was he here last?
It's been a while.
April. Or
I don't know.
May.
Maybe before summer.
Yeah.
Anyway, here's what's happening. So last night, the Raiders played a game on Monday Night Football and lost.
Oh.
It looked... Yeah, I mean, they were hanging in there, and I was watching, and then, of course, a game starts at 7:30. You know, you're not going to – I'm not going to see the end of that one.
Right.
So I was surprised.
Football games are long.
When I got up this morning and looked at the score and was all, whoa.
What was the deal?
30 to something.
33 to 13. He threw a pick six with, like, I don't know, maybe 2 minutes left. And that just, like – crushed them.
The big thing that I took away from last night's game, though, was they showed a picture of Marshawn Lynch. Oh. And I swear to you, so Marshawn Lynch is still playing. I thought was going to retire again, but he's on the Raiders this season. He's played at Cal. He's a local hero, I should add. And they showed, and he's also, by the way, someone who's, you know, heavily dreaded and tattooed, and he's pretty salty.
Mm.
Or quiet. Some would say he just doesn't like to talk to the media, but he comes off a little salty sometimes. Mm. Anyway, they showed a picture of him in a plaid button-down with glasses on. Maybe he was 19, but he looks like Poindexter by comparison to
short
hair.
Oh, funny.
No tattoos. Glasses.
Well, now he's a rock star.
Well, yeah.
That's so funny.
So they showed it on national TV. That's it. Boom. And he actually, by the way, in the picture, he almost looks older than he is now because of the adult dress he's got going.
He's so adorable.
Isn't he? It's
adorable.
So they showed
like
it.
An adorable, like he has a sweet smile on his face. They show a side by side with him now. He looks so angry.
I know.
Like, how can you be angry? You're an NFL star.
Well, right.
But, and in this one, he's just sweet. Just cute as the Dickens.
He's got to push past a wall of beef over and over and over again. He's got to be angry. That ain't easy.
I guess.
But I thought that was fun. They showed that. And then one of the guys on the broadcast was like, whoa, he's not going to be happy you just showed that to everybody.
Why not? He looks it just doesn't look. It,
but there, you can't. The two people.
You would never guess that that was the same person.
Right.
Right.
It's tough to.
That's adorable.
Anyway, Raiders lost. Oh, well, what are you going to do? You can't win them all. No, Niners lost, too.
You can't.
Oh, they're comparing him to Steve Urkel.
Yeah, I mean, it's. I don't mean to.
Yeah, he does look like Urkel. That's funny. I mean, he's clearly all, like, his neck looks super muscular. Like, he's clearly, you know.
He's already a footballer, yeah, for sure. There's no doubt.
That's a great picture.
But it might be a picture where he's trying to get accepted to Cal.
It might be. Like, that looks like that's a senior portrait.
Yeah, that's not how he really looked.
Right. Please, may I have a scholarship?
I'm a nice boy.
So you mentioned it once already. It's worth another mention, and then I'll probably move on from it for the day because we don't need to constantly. Like I said, I have not forgotten that 9/11.
And there will be constant reminders today. Everywhere you turn, we don't need to belabor the point.
Happened 17 years ago today. The question people are asking is, should it be a national holiday or federal holiday? So 42% say it should not.
Oh.
38% say it should. How do you feel?
I think it should not.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
I feel like it's got its own place in our history.
Meaning, absolutely.
It's definitely taken over that spot on the calendar, but I don't necessarily think we need the day off or
right. And you know
like
me,
that.
I love a day off. So
well, I just we got it.
Yeah. Well, it almost gives it. You know, I don't know.
I make
it a day. I was like,
right.
I want to be back to business. I want
right.
you know say you didn't do anything to us.
Yeah, I
you
feel like it'd be like
us.
They won.
Right.
Well. In that sense, they did. I mean, I swear, I look at old movies where they show the Twin Towers,
I
and
know.
I just it like chokes, it sticks right in my throat.
Yep.
I'm like, no, oh, yeah. God, could they have gotten any luckier? I mean, I know they did all the stuff, and but the whole things came down. Are you kidding? Anyway, let me move on.
Can I ask you a question
yeah.
first? In the Stephen King book, Dr. Sleep, doesn't that troop of bad people kind of cause 9/11 in their like aren't they looking across
I don't remember.
At the
like, yes
like, bad stuff
they
happen
are.
Everywhere they go and they're standing like in Brooklyn looking
yes.
across at the
yep
like they pull all evil to them.
I don't remember. I gotta read that again. I go
just
through
had
so
a,
many
I
but
just
yeah
had
yeah
a
yeah you're right
of it. As you said that I see you see it in movies or whatever and I remember them. I thought that was
so I like space.
Yeah, space is great.
I think the photos are awesome.
Yeah.
You know, you see a constellation.
Yeah.
Or you see, like I keep...
Pictures at the International Space Station. I got a
oh,
Hubble
darn.
Or, you know.
I keep a moon shot on my phone.
I've noticed that. I think that's great.
I like that.
Yeah.
I like the, you know, beyond that, though,
celestial
I mean, this
bodies.
Whole, we got to get off this planet. Why don't we just try to do a
well,
better
we
job
Well, we should
recycling.
Try to do a better job.
How about that?
We should
Let's
do a better
start with
job.
That.
Ooh.
What?
So are you going to talk about what Jerry Brown said?
I will, but okay. not this break.
Right.
Anyway, I don't get into all the should Pluto have been declassified as
I feel
a,
like it should be grandfathered in, even if it's just a rock. I do feel like... I learned about the 9 planets in the solar system. It is at least big enough that they noticed it. Like, let's just let Pluto be a planet, for God's sake.
In 2006, the International Astronomical Union downgraded Pluto's status from a planet to a dwarf planet. Which is
still, it's a planet. I mean, come on.
That's a burn, though.
It is. It's a hard burn.
They define a planet as a celestial body that has cleared the neighborhood around its orbit. Which means that it must be the largest gravitational force in its orbit. And unfortunately for Pluto, Neptune's gravity influences it.
Oh.
So they've got a problem with the definition. maybe that's the problem. And that's what this dude, Philip Metzger, is coming out to say. Our definition is sloppy.
Mm.
And Pluto is a planet.
Yeah.
And Pluto. Maybe Elon wants to talk about that. I don't know.
Yeah.
Does your boy have any opinions?
I haven't heard him or say anything about it.
Has he completely undermined any authority he's ever had of all times?
I don't know what he's done. Elon, stop
His
it.
Desire to be Tony Stark is embarrassing. Mm. The picture of him with the spleef is like, dude, I know you want Joe Rogan to like you. And I know you want to be cool. But you're cool. Like, you don't have to pose with it. Like, you said he didn't even inhale. Isn't that what you'd said?
Yeah, it looked like he
so
just
So what are you posing with
mouth.
A spleef for anyway, then?
Yeah.
Like, you know you're in charge of a bunch of companies and that the stock market is affected when the CEO looks like he's going off the rails.
Right.
I don't have to tell you that.
I know. I feel
but
bad for
Elon. But he desperately wants
broken.
People to think he's cool.
Yeah, life is so much easier when you're through being cool. And then, believe it or not, you get cooler. Just
by not caring.
Yeah.
Shine it all on.
By just saying, no, that's not for me. Or if you want to smoke a spleef, go ahead, I guess. But don't, like, put that look on your face that I want to slap off of it. Elon, stop it!
What's that look on
his
face?
He's all, so cool. Poor Elon. And I think him and that Grimes chick broke up, so.
Oh, they did?
I think so. Wasn't that what they were sort
it
of getting at
like
last
it,
week?
Yeah.
I just don't think he comes off like a poser. And I would imagine even Grimes is like, dude, don't be a poser. Just
right.
be.
Just be.
We
exactly.
all know who you are. You're cool enough.
You're
smart
cool,
enough.
You're
got a
good
ton
enough,
of dough.
You, people like you.
Christ.
I know. Elon, just can you just focus on getting us off this planet? If you flame out,
no,
what's
that's
our hope? Hope is there for the rest of us.
We just wanted his comments on Pluto. We're not worried about getting off the planet. It's not happening.
Super worried about it.
Have
well,
you guys
right,
ever
it's not going to happen. We're going to go down in flames. Go ahead.
Have
what?
You guys ever been to the National Air and Space Museum?
In Washington,
D.C.?
I have.
I did as
okay.
a kid.
So it's the most visited museum
oh,
in the country.
I did too.
So I was there, I think, in 2008, right after they declassified Pluto.
Wait a minute. That's more busy than like a Smithsonian or something?
Yeah, it
I
is.
I thought Smithsonian, too.
Yeah, it's they're like one and two. They're pretty close in terms
okay.
of their attendance. But when I went there, you know, right after they, every Pluto reference, every Pluto everything was
has been scrubbed.
Scrubbed.
Oh,
like drawn
Pluto.
Over, blackened out. Which I, you know, I'm in the same camp as Sarah, which is
grandfathered in.
Like, who cares? Why, like,
well,
make
the scientific
everyone change
community
everything?
Clearly just needs something to argue over.
Well, that's so the guy who's made the news this morning. Is saying our definition's sloppy. We don't need to take Pluto off the list of planets.
Gravitational pull.
It's ridiculous.
A planet.
No!
I told you! No!
Hooman, since I've got you here, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
You have thought about, you go to a million weddings and you.
Oh, Sunday.
What?
I got one on Sunday.
This oh. Sunday?
So are we off for Sunday night?
Well, I was going to talk to you about that. Maybe not. Let's see what
that's
happens.
Fine.
The wedding's at noon, so maybe I'll be back.
Don't
in. But
push
it's in
it.
Santa Cruz.
Yeah, just do your thing.
What?
But I know.
Ozark.
Can you believe that?
You're coming
Episode
to Santa
three.
Cruz?
I am. If you want to come, you're more than welcome to
Santa Cruz. Oh, I don't.
Whose wedding is
my
it?
My god sister.
Oh, you have a
your
god
sister?
Sister?
Boy, yeah, because, you know, you got godparents, and then the godparents have kids. You got to have god sisters, god uncles, god grandparents.
Oh.
God
no, I never
cousin.
Had
I
heard of that.
I didn't have extended God families.
No, I've never heard of that.
God families?
I don't even know who my godmother
don't
and father
shame
are.
That.
Oh, really?
Cancel
my
out
mother's
that
roommate from college might have been my godmother.
Oh.
You know, we're not really godly people, though. Yeah. So
back to your proposal. So, Hooman, if you were to find yourself in love and in a situation where you were going to propose, how would you do it?
I don't know. I've thought about this quite a few times.
I know that you have.
You know, I've had a buddy have a girl go scuba diving with him, and she finds a ring amongst like a sunken
ship. Oh, yeah,
ship.
We've heard that story.
But the
yeah.
problem with that is you got the masks on. Like, even like you can't really see her expression. It's like you're underwater. You can't hug and kiss. It's
bang
lost.
Masks.
It's lost in the water.
I don't know. It's pretty neat.
I kind of want to.
He's got to pull a little card out, a little plastic card that says, will you marry me?
Yeah.
I kind of want to. I don't know, do some kind of, like, mystery adventure type thing, and then, you know, at the end, do the
like
the
a
big
scavenger hunt thing,
like or just a hike or some kind of just kind of cool, awesome place where, you know, you're in the woods or something, and then you propose, and then the girl's family just happens to be there,
all standing behind trees.
Oh, you've already got them.
Yeah, locked in
place.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, something along those
lines.
That's
tough if she says no.
I know. Every once in a while, like once a year, I'll go watch all of the no.
Oh, to remind you?
To remind me of when I got a no before. But, you know, during remember sports games when people propose and all the cameras?
Yeah.
Like, I'll watch that once a year, and I'll be like, oh,
so
man.
Here's one for you guys, and I want you to tell me what you think of this one, okay? There's a guy named Tyler Schultz. Back in May, he had an idea of a creative proposal for his girlfriend, Madison.
All right.
He tweeted a game company, Insomniac Games, which is the company that's making the new Spider-Man video game.
Okay.
He asked them, could you possibly put in the game, Madison, will you marry me? So that they could sit down with this new video game, and that's where the proposal would happen. Is that good?
It is, but they're going to have to make something specific that they'll tell them where to find it, because not everyone is going to give a crap about that Madison.
Well, what they did was they put it. And what do they call these things? Easter eggs?
Yeah, an Easter egg.
Okay. So they put the Madison Will You Marry Me on a marquee in a movie theater, a movie theater marquee right on the street, and Spider-Man has to walk by it. So there's no missing it.
Oh, so it's not even an Easter egg. It's just incorporated.
There it
into
is.
The...
Yeah, that's good.
Madison, will you marry me? So guess what? Oh, you found it. So...
Let me see the picture of it.
There it is. So, they did it. They were like,
oh, Maddie, will you marry me? And this is very realistic looking. I mean, that's how games are these days. That's adorable. That is prominent. It's twice the size of Spider-Man.
Right. So they said yes. They did it. And
incredible.
I guess they figured, what kind of, you can't get this kind of promotion, right? Wow, you smell great. What are you wearing?
I forgot what it's called, but it's from this place where I get my makeup
is
from.
Is it new?
Unique. Yeah, I just got it the other day.
Oh, you smell great.
Get in here. I need to smell you.
It's called Chanel No. 5.
Intriguing.
Anyway, she said no.
Oh!
Madison said no.
Why?
Why? Because she doesn't want to marry him.
Smells good.
So here it is. The guy goes to the effort to get this put on the marquee at this movie theater in the Spider-Man video game. And sure enough, they've broken up.
Now what?
Now what? That's what makes this even funnier. Madison says their relationship had a lot of issues over the 5 years they were together. And it finally got to be too much. So she ended
things.
So by the
time... The video game came out. She dumped him.
And then she goes on to say, I wouldn't have liked the proposal anyway. I never liked video games. I sat through them because I loved him.
Mm.
And then she added that she's dating someone new. And it's Tyler's more mature and understanding half-brother.
Oh, now she's dating his brother.
Half-brother. If that's a difference.
Well, half-brothers.
How...
Is what?
Is more legit than stepbrothers. I mean, it's half, you know.
It's a blood relative.
Yeah, it's a blood relative.
It's his brother. So
does
Madison
suck?
The whole family up? Madison does kind of suck, but also the brother kind of sucks. Like, you don't date the lady that your brother proposed to in a video game.
Well, he's not going to stay with her. He probably just always wanted to bone his brother's girlfriend.
Here's the question.
How does that make his brother feel?
Can the half-brother do the marriage proposal the same way?
No.
Why not?
You just walk into that scene and be like, look, I realize this was from my brother, but...
This goes back to the sports proposal you were mentioning. You know, if your lady loves sports, that's one thing, but the idea that you'd do that in a place where you've taken her probably against her will.
Yeah.
You know, she's practically a hostage, and now you've proposed at a place where she's like, dude, I didn't even want to come to this game. I don't like this game. I don't like your team. And that's where you proposed to me?
I would stand up and walk out. With the cameras on me.
This guy he doesn't even realize she doesn't like video games? How's that possible?
Well, she put up with them for him.
I don't know.
People do a lot for people
that
they think
they love. Will you sit and watch someone play a video game?
I can't say I've never done it.
Oh, I don't do that. No way.
I watched someone doing it yesterday.
What?
Oh, wow.
Johnny V plays video games?
God, no, not Johnny
V. What a loser.
Yeah. Your new boyfriend?
Yeah, my new boyfriend, Bryn.
Oh.
Bryn, you sat and played video games in front of her?
Just gotta level up.
Where'd you guys go? Pure 39?
Maybe I'll get you a raise.
Where were you playing video games?
In the office.
You're handing out raises?
My hand's out. Yeah, I just discovered this new game. It's stupid.
What's it called?
It's called, I don't even remember. I just downloaded it like 2 days ago. It's one of those shooting games, and it's really cool because it's on your phone, and you can talk to your friends through your headset.
Wait, what's the new one everyone's talking about?
Fortnite. But
Fortnite.
It's kind of like that, but it's not that.
Oh, okay.
What's it called? The name.
I don't know. What
can well, look it up. It's on your phone.
It's on your phone.
Hold on. Hold on.
The people are waiting.
He was having the best time yesterday playing that.
PUBG Mobile.
What is it?
PUBG Mobile. It stands for something.
PUBG.
No, it stands for like...
We're late. What's coming up in the
Player
trash?
Player Unknown Battleground.
Yes.
Great.
Yes.
We'll do the Julie Chen
story. Oh, good. Okay.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.